सदृशं चेष्टते स्वस्यः प्रकृतेर्ज्ञानवानपि प्रकृतिं यान्ति भूतानि निग्रह किं करिष्यति। भगवद्गीता 3.33। कृष्ण इस् नौ इस् कन्क्लूडिङ्ग् हिस् इन्स्ट्रक्षन्स् आन् कर्मयोगः एण्ड् ही इस् गिविङ्ग् सम् फैनल् वर्ड्स् फ्रम् वर्सस् 31 to 35. So 31-32 says about the need to have faith and the fate of those who don't have faith. Then 33 is saying that actually karma yoga is the best way to work because we all have to act according to our nature. We can't repress our nature. Sadrusham cheshtate swasyaha. Swasyaha, one's own. Cheshtate, endeavor. Prakritir jnanavanapi. So, sadrushyam is according to one's own nature, cheshtati, endeavors. Prakritir jnanavanapi. So, even the wise person, jnanavanapi, cheshtati swasyaha. Even the knowledgeable person will act according to one's nature. Jnanavan api. Even if that person is Jnanavan, even if that person understands that I'm not the body, I'm the soul. And that the soul is actually distinct from the body and the body is pushes and pulls, the body's inclinations, the body's nature have got nothing to do with the soul proper. Still, that knowledge does not free the person from acting according to the body's nature. Jnanavanapi. So then, even the knowledgeable act according to their nature, then prakritim yanti bhutani. That the general rule is that bhutani, living beings, act according to their nature. Nigraha kim karishyati. So nigraha. Kim karishati? What can repression accomplish? So now here, this verse may suddenly seem to be giving a contrary message to what has been repeatedly given. Krishna has been telling Sanyam here, control the senses, do not let the senses wander here and there. So the whole message has been about sense control, and now suddenly Krishna is seeming to say, what is the use of control? Now what can repression accomplish? Superficial reading of that may be, what is the use of control? But you have to understand that repression and control are different things, and similarly, what Krishna is talking about here is different from just sense gratification. Krishna is talking about the basic bodily nature, not the urges for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, which are what drive the senses. What is the difference between the two? The senses demands can be regulated, should be regulated. But the body's nature, it cannot be given up entirely. The senses demands, for example, tongue may desire to drink alcohol. That we can give up completely and we will not die, we will still live. In fact, we will live better, live happier. Now, in contrast, if somebody has a intellectual nature, and we tell that person to work as a businessman, a business person. Now that person just cannot do it. Now it's not a matter of willpower or determination. The person may try and may be able to do also for some time. But the incompatibility will be a cause of perpetual misery. And eventually, what a frustration the person will turn back to the work of to the work of a Brahmana in some way or the other. So here we are not referring to characteristics by birth, but characteristics by nature. Similarly, if a Vaishya is told to study scripture, the Vaishya's mind will naturally go to business. Maybe, oh, how can I sell this book? How can I do this? How can I do that? So, nobody can renounce their nature. So, we have to harmonize our nature. So, the Vedic culture is not that a Brahmana has to act like a Vaishya, but a person who has Brahmanical nature, a person who is intellectual, should use the intelligence in accordance with dharma instead of in negligence or in defiance of dharma. In negligence of dharma means one uses the intelligence to do whatever one likes, and in defiance means one actually goes against dharma and tries to prove that dharma is false, that God doesn't exist, soul doesn't exist, and things like that. So that is undesirable, definitely. But the point here of we, each of us, having to act according to nature is well taken. And that is how we all need to act if we are to serve Krishna in a sustainable way throughout our life. So the attainment of our transcendental nature as servants of Krishna requires not the repression of our material nature as intellectual or as martial or mercantile or general artisan or whatever, but it requires the harmonization of that nature with our spiritual purpose. Now, what needs to be much more strictly regulated is the urge for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, especially when the urges, especially which are driven by lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, those have to be regulated. So, in this, immediately after this section, Krishna will be asked by Arjuna, what makes us do wrong and how can we avoid doing wrong? So that question would make no sense if Nigraha Kim Karishyati was a license, was a blanket license for doing whatever we like, whatever we felt was our nature, or whatever we felt if we feel impelled to do. If we start doing that, then there will not even be material order in society, or to speak of spiritual progress. So people will want to shoplift. Men may want to molest women. You know, people in a fit of anger will smash and bash others. There will be complete chaos in society if everybody simply starts according to whatever they feel they are impelled to. And if we take Kim, Nigraha Kim Karishyati to mean, oh, what can repression accomplish? Just act whatever way you feel. No, here Krishna is in a very specific context talking about how we should act according to our Varana nature. That means, now in our social context, irrespective of which family we may be born in, even if that had a particular Varana, whether we have that Varana or not, it's not determined by our birth. So we observe our nature, we observe which services or which activities, which profession we can do best, and we try to do that. Of course, nowadays most people just struggle to barely get a job. So a job according to nature seems to be a far shot. But even within one's job, whatever one gets, one can work according to one's nature. So that as much as possible. And that way, that means if somebody's got a teaching job, within that, if somebody has a more Brahmanical nature, that person may focus more on teaching and research. If somebody has a more Kshatriya nature, that person may focus more on administration within the educational establishment. Somebody else may focus more on, say, fundraising or managing the finances of the educational institution. Whatever. This is a simple example, but the principle is that what material society talks about job satisfaction, that basically was arranged in the Vedic culture by engaging people according to their varna. When people act according to their natures, then they naturally experience spiritual, they experience a material satisfaction. Material satisfaction is not eternal, but that material satisfaction keeps one peaceful. Otherwise, one is always dissatisfied, feeling always alien, on foreign territory, uncomfortable, restless, and with such a feeling of discontent and restlessness, you know, one cannot really seriously practice spiritual life, because one is always seeking some material change. But when we are in a materially harmonious situation, it becomes easier to practice spiritual life. So Krishna is telling Arjuna over here that you are a Kshatriya, act according to a Kshatriya nature, repressing that will accomplish nothing. Thank you.